KNOM Profiles.
I'm Joshua Cunningham.
And I'm Eva DeLapp. Steve, Aussie, Philip, and Karina have been playing together since 1995 as Bumua. Bumua has toured around the country and the globe. Italian Rolling Stone called Bumua the most famous Inuit band in the world. Last Saturday, Bumua played a free concert in Nome.
While Bumua was in town, Eva and I invited them to the studio so we could hear their story behind the new album.
Hi, my name is Steve Ajumandagali Blanchett. I'm from Mumtreitluk, Bethel, Alaska.
Hi, my name is Asi Gairayo.
My name is Philip Blanchett, originally from Bethel, Alaska.
Hi, my name is Karina Muller. I'm from Qaqortoq, Nuuk, and Nuuk in Greenland, but I live in Anchorage. I sing with Bumua.
Throughout their career, Bumua has played two types of Inuit music. Bumua plays Yupik and Greenlandic drum songs traditionally. With a cappella harmonies, throat singing, and skin drums.
And Bumua also plays what they call Inuit world music, or tribal funk. It's a blend of Inuit drum songs with American funk, modern jazz, and soul. Karina and Steve say whether Bumua is playing traditional drums and dancing, or doing a mix of modern R&B, soul, and jazz, Bumua plays Inuit music.
It's all part of who we are. You know, we don't only sing or listen to traditional music, we also listen to contemporary music. So it's just part of who we are.
Culture is not stagnant, you know, it's always moving, it's always going forward, evolving, sometimes going back, but which, you know, we reach back to our past, but we're also reaching forward to the future, you know.
Bumua's newest album, Side A, Side B, is a double disc album that has two versions of each Inuit drum song, a traditional version on Side A and a contemporary version on Side B.
Well, we're just really trying to find a way to communicate what we do. It's always hard to say what we do or what genre or what how to simplify it. And we thought Side A, Side B, and to try to be more explicit.
They draw their songs from both the old and new Inuit songbook. Now, a lot of songs on Side A, Side B come from classic Yupit and Unangic drum songs, like Poling.
That song Pulling, which is on there actually twice or four times because it's on there on both discs, that was a really kind of a flagship song for us that we've recorded. We have even more renditions of the song recorded because we just love that song. It's really special.
But it also has original Yupit drum songs about modern topics like Bubblegum.
Well, I actually like Aussie song Bubblegum because I've always liked it, you know, and we kind of stumbled upon that arrangement. Nick Patuminas, who's a great musician from Anchorage, plays guitar and
that was
many
in
other
Indianapolis.
In Connecticut.
Oh, Connecticut.
Yeah, we were actually just backstage waiting to do a performance, and Nick is always playing the guitar. He's always noodling on the guitar every second, and he was just playing around and just for fun because he's a very serious classical jazz musician playing complicated stuff, and he just started playing the chords for Louie Louie, or, you know, like the common chords, just as a joke, and then just to jump on, we started singing Aussie's Bubblegum Dance melody on top of that and made it fit, and we were all like laughing and thought that was great, and then Nick was laughing and he like stopped. He was like, yeah, that was silly, we're never doing that again. And we're like, heck yeah, we're doing that, we're gonna do that all the time.
As Aussie explains,
a good way to put it is, you know, songs, whether they're traditional or not, they're like a reflection of their own times. And in the case of the bubblegum song, you know, that is, you know, these are the world, this is the world that we live in, you know, and the influences that we have, and more materials from the outside world into a much smaller world, you know, is what influences how we think, how we see the world, and, you know, chewing gum, you know.
Bamiwa has been working on Side A, Side B since 2005. The recording process took them around the world.
Well, over these years, we've been traveling a lot to Scandinavia and to Greenland. We would do gigs there and perform with these great musicians over the years. And as we work with them, then we would want to record what we, you know, what we were all witnessing and performing. So we would just slowly record songs in English and different type of genres and just kind of experimenting with songs. Big maker. We actually brought those Danish musicians to Alaska to perform with us at an event. And so we went into a basement and rigged up the mics and recorded there. And so we had the instrumentation.
And finally, after Greenland, Denmark, and a basement in Anchorage,
we all got together and went to a cabin out in Cooper Landing, this beautiful cabin on Kenai Lake. And we recorded all the vocals with just the four of us. That was Side B. Then we listened to Side B, and that's what we had. And we're like, you know what? We need something, you know, to bring this tie together.
Yeah.
And that's when we're like, let's do, these are all drum songs. You know, let's do another version. And so Side A didn't even exist. And so we created a lot of those arrangements just for this album.
You can find Side A, Side B on iTunes, or check out Bamiwa's music videos, shot in Unalakleet, at YouTube or Vimeo.com.
Profiles is a production of KNOM, News and Public Affairs.